And while I wait for your message to start trickling in, let me talk about issues that I see every day. And I drive with my eyes open. It's usually safe to do so. But in the area where I live, Tableview, Parklands, along Woods Drive, Rats Drive, in Merlot Road, I often see the image, the visual representation of desperation of the most menial of workers, looking for the most menial and affordable work that they can get. That's quite evident. Men and women waiting throughout the day for a day's work, a day's pay. And of course in other parts of Cape Town too, but where I live I see the evidence of a 35.3% unemployment rate. I see what that looks like. I see the desperation of migrants who are trying to eke out something. I see the desperation of people who are South African citizens trying to eke out something. So I've often asked myself, and I've through my imagination asked, you know, the men and women there, well, if you are here trying to take something home to feed your kids, but who feeds you? And then what happened was, a couple of days ago, I was driving and I stopped because I saw a local resident with their boot open with a pot of soup, a styrofoam bowl, and loaves of bread, handing out these small meals, very modest meals, to people who have to wait for a menial, meager day's work. And so I thought I'd really want to talk to them about, just we often overlook that people waiting for work still have to eat. Pat Pillay is with the RPJ Helping Hands organization based out in Milnerton. Of course, I stopped on Monday. I spoke to a woman called Fatima and she said, well, we'll speak to Pat because she's the brains and the organizer around this. This is, of course, not a once off event. I have seen vehicles around the Tableview Parklands area stopping, feeding people who are waiting for a day's work. Pat, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you.
It's something that we often overlook. Parents, grown-ups, waiting for work, but often work doesn't come, and often they are waiting there, hungry and need the energy that if they get a day's work, you know, they need that energy to sustain themselves through a day's menial labor.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, with RPJ Helping Hands, we actually cook pots of biryanis every weekend. And we reach out not only to the people in Tableview, we send out buckets of biryani to the people in Tableview in terms of those waiting at the Builders or the Midas, et cetera, et cetera. And then we are also feeding out in Rulan Street, and we feed like over 350 physical people that come out to Rulan Street to receive this humble meal. We send out food to Mitchell's Plain and with the pastors that come out to pick up the buckets of food. And then we also assist with Kullenberg Safe Space and Pain City with meals on a Sunday. So we're really, really trying to bring a basic meal to them. But in addition to that, just to take some food home as well. So we really try to just give them something, some dignity. Now and then, when we can, we do toiletry packs and we share that. But again, it's just based on what we can do, and every little bit helps. It's volunteers that come out of nowhere to just help us and be a part of the
system. And that is very important, because often a day's work doesn't come. And a day's work means,
yes,
I cannot stop at a spaza shop. I can't stop at a supermarket to buy a loaf of bread, maybe a pack of chicken, so I can maybe a pack of beans or something so I can take home and go, you know, feed my family. And it's often what they take home from these very modest but very important meals that's important.
Yeah, it's really humble offerings that we do, and it's all, we truly believe it's all guided, and it's divinely guided, and we do the best we can. We strive that nobody must leave us worse than when they met us. So even if it means having tins of beans as a backup when the meals run out, when the cooked meals run out, we will give them a loaf of bread and a tin of beans. And it's something rather than nothing.
I've lived in the Tableview Parklands area now for probably about 7 years, and it's been very much part of the landscape of where I live. I've lived for the last 7 years, and making use of informal employment or labor of these people sometimes at my home. But how long have you been operating? How long have you been able to sustain this operation?
So we had our NPO registered in 2017. And prior to that, it was a very unofficial way. I would just cook from home and just go around driving to see where I can hand out. And outside the builders where our stores is always people waiting desperately for work. And the fact that they make the effort to go there and wait for work and try to get work tells me that, you know, they're trying. Mm. And let's do our bit to help them. And so that we give them some hope and some dignity that when they go back home that evening, they've got something to feed their families. And yeah, since 2017.
Pat, I'm sure that there are many people around the city, and I'm very happy to hear that it's not just concentrated on the Tableview Parklands area, various areas that you also go and have identified areas where people gather looking for a day's work and you feed them. If people want to support you, they want to contribute, if they want to feel that they're, you know, contributing to particularly parents who go home. Often without a day's work, but as still have something to feed their family, how do they get in touch with you?
Yes, so we have RPJ Helping Hands. It's on Facebook, and my number is 083-564-0564. And I tell you, every bit goes straight to our feeding. There is no admin costs and salaries to be paid. We do this because we want to do it. And it's open platform. Anybody that wants to come through and just join us in the kitchen in Milnerton, join us. Help us to cut potatoes and carrots and vegetables. Help us to pack little grocery hampers, which we try to do whenever we can to hand out. We reach out to bush camps, etc., just to give what we can when we can. Yeah. But yes, that's my number, and everything and anything helps.
I'll direct people to your Facebook page if they call in asking for your number. Walid, our producer, will give it. Pat Pillay, RPJ Helping Hands, thank you so much for your contribution to our community.